So my name's Sue John, and I'm one of the co-directors at Glasgow Women's Library.
Brilliant. Now, you mentioned it was Glasgow Women's Library. I was curious about why it was titled Glasgow Women's Library and not, say, Scotland's Library.
Good question. Yeah, and I think it begs the question about the whole name. It's quite a misnomer. So Glasgow, simply because it's set up in Glasgow by women based in Glasgow, the precursor, I suppose, to the Women's Library setting up in 1991 was an organisation called Women in Profile. The Women's Library grew out of this broad-based arts organisation, and Women in Profile set up in the round about the mid-1980s when it was announced that Glasgow would be European City of Culture in 1990, and the City Fathers were very much intent on making that year focus on, you know, lots of things in Glasgow, but there was undoubtedly a focus on the men, and Glasgow was the masculinised city, so it was like the shipbuilders, the group of artists called the Glasgow Boys at the turn of the century, and then the new Glasgow Boys in the 80s that were coming out of Glasgow School of Art. So lots of women, including Adele Patrick, who's one of the founder members here, and other artists in particular, but also feminists and community activists, were saying, what about women? You know, this whole year is going to go by and women aren't going to be mentioned. So they couldn't get funding, but they did, you know, run a kind of whole year of, certainly an intense season of activities. And things that didn't just focus in the city centre, so it wasn't about the monolith, you know, the one building, the one thing, the one event, the one group in the centre of Glasgow. So they worked out in Castle Milk and set up Castle Milk Woman House, and you know, did lots of things really. So from that grew the Women's Library, and the model for the Women's Library really came as a result of that group, Women in Profile, saying what do we do next, and finding inspiration not anywhere in the UK but in Germany, because Glasgow's twinned with Nuremberg. So ironically, they couldn't get funding for anything to run the events in the European City of Culture, but they could get some twinning funding, so they were able, Women in Profile group were able to go to see, you know, sister organisations, and were really inspired about what they were doing there in a number of German cities around women's kind of cultural venues and galleries and archives and libraries and so on. So that was the idea, and then the library opened just around the corner from the old Women in Profile premises in Garnet Hill. So it was very much based in Glasgow, but actually if you look at the original photographs of the old Women's Library premises, it says Glasgow Women's Library, and then they very ambitiously had put, there's a few words at the side, and it says something like the Scottish Women's Archive. I think that's what it says, but you can check the photographs here. They're certainly online, the Women's Library. I think it just says Women's Library on the signage, and then